Thank you, our Father. Thank you, Jesus. Let us begin to thank Jesus tonight. Let's just thank him for making the blood available, even as this teaching will be going on, that as we hear, we'll partake. There will be an entrance. There will be ministration of life. It will enter my soul. It will enter my mind. It will enter my heart. It will be a precept. I will know it. I will know it. It will become lies. It will take away every vomit from the tables of my heart. In the name of Jesus. Alama shufanante foloka. Tenkatima kaskovala hat. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. 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 Can everyone hear me? Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, sir.
Oh, good evening. Awesome, awesome. Okay, great. So, oh, Father, thank you. Let's just dive straight into it. I would like to pray for myself. Father, I pray that you give me utterance today. My Lord, you would help me. You show me mercy. You would make your strength even available in my weaknesses. In the name of Jesus, you give me spirit in my mouth. I will speak right words, even tonight, in the name of Jesus, that every word that comes out will be from your very throne. It will change us, transform us, move us forward. It will serve as knowledge, and then it will in turn transform to life. It will cause a definite change, even in our souls. Thank you, everlasting Father, in Jesus' name. I pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, so I don't know if anyone can just quickly share with us what stood out for you last week. I'll just take one or two persons quickly. What stood out for us last time? For the purpose of this class. Right, so that we can have more like a feedback from the last meeting. Anyone want to help us quickly? Okay, go ahead, Daniel. Is it Daniel or Dami now?
Sir, this is Daniel.
Okay.
Good evening, sir. So I'll just say maybe something very brief. I think that stood out, you know, last class. You know, I think we dealt a lot about the conscience, you know, just seeing that process of killing the conscience and how the conscience is purged through the blood, as we saw in Hebrews 9. So that was really profound. I think you made a statement that, you know, when Noah, when he said the blood, I think he said something around the blood is not a red pigment. It's not a red pigmentation that we know, because it's not like the blood of man or animal, you know, in its literal sense. It's actually not the red pigmentation, but the blood of Jesus is life, you know. And so we see in that John 6, where you prayed about as well, you know, that it's actually by the blood that we can have access to life, to eternal life. And you said the blood of Jesus is, you know, is actually a tool for redemption. And it's the blood of Jesus that infuses life, of course, first into the spirit and then into the soul, you know. But that whole conscience, I think what really stood out, which was where I wanted to hit, was, you know, when you said we should check with 1 Corinthians 13:6, if you have to check your conscience, you know, if you're still rejoicing in iniquity, that's actually how you can tell, you know, that demarcation. Sometimes, you know, you might not really enjoy something, but somehow you're okay with it. So those are, like, you know, very practical ways to, you know, still remind yourself that, you know, you still need purging. So I think that was profound from last class. Just wanted to, because I think I recall that part. So yes, that was really a blessing. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Daniel. Any other person? So just one more. I didn't see any other hand. It's been a while. I heard or Jimmy or Uncle Jimmy. I only see you praying. I want to hear you talk to me. Anything for me?
Pastor, good evening, sir.
Ah, this is your voice. Thank God.
See, Lord. Pastor. Pastor, good evening, sir. Good evening,
You.
everybody.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay, sir. Pastor, I think I will just just piggyback off what Daniel has said. In terms of like what stood out for me, was also just that thing of conscience that we are really looking at. About I think he said your conscience will purge the conscience from dead works to serve the living God. So what you were showing us that there is something about how the conscience is supposed to be used to serve. And I think one major part I think you touched on that blessed me out of many things was the area where you were likening the blood, like the work of the blood, like Daniel was saying, that it's not just like the red liquid, but it's like spirits that have to come from the blood and have to come into our own conscience to purge it, thereby shedding the wrong blood that is in there. And you had mentioned that those wrong blood, it is actually blood for blood, like one other blood has to leave as another one is coming in. So that was actually a key part for me, sir. And then the other part that I think you had touched on too, and I might not be going in sequential order, just forgive me, sir, is
No,
the place of atonement. How you were showing that I think we read some scriptures in the Old Testament, and you were talking about how atonement should be done like once a year, right? With some animal sacrifices and things like that. And one thing you were showing us is that because of the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus, God is already pleased. God is already appeased, right? But then you were really trying to, show us that that work must now be transferred into us and not just be appropriated, right? I think you had even mentioned something about the fact that we, and I don't know if I'm saying it the way you said it, that sometimes we enjoy with Jesus, but actually we ought to, suffer and go through the same processes that he went through so that we would also be purified, sir. Yes, I think those are like the two things that really flash in my mind. No, sir. Sorry, sir. Thank you.
that's a lot, sir. Thank you
Yes,
so much.
thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so we'll just go straight into it. Thank you, Daniel, and Jimmy. Well, so today we'll be looking at redemption, reconciliation, and then we'll go to the second phase. So we've discussed last time about the first phase use or at the new birth. So the salvation of our spirit. So in the salvation of our spirits, we have, four major things, which is the first thing here on my notes is justification, right? Atonement. That's the second thing. The third thing is redemption. And the last thing is reconciliation. So the justification, I would go through them again because so that we can refresh our memory. By the blood of Jesus Christ, all charges levied against us was made null and void. So by his blood, we were declared righteous and justified without past, but a new man in Christ. Romans chapter 5, verse 9, Colossians chapter 2, verse 12 and 14, 2:14. Let's see those scripture. Romans chapter 5, verse 9. It says, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. So the blood have justified us, but this scripture is saying we shall be saved, meaning that we still need salvation. Let's see Colossians chapter 2. Daniel, can you read for me, please?
Yes, Colossians chapter 2.
12 to 14.
Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who had raised him from the dead, and you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, had he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross.
So these are the things he just did. Just blot out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, right? So meaning that there were things written against us,
So,
right? So he said, which was contrary to us,
yes.
and Jesus took it out of the way, right? So those things are also the things that obstruct the way to God, right? So Jesus had opened up the way. So when you say the way in the part of the way, so there are things, they call it handwritings. There are things written that even when man is trying to go to God, they can't get there because we're already, we have their hindrances as a result of, things which are written
Yes.
against us. And thanks be to God, the Bible says Jesus took it out of the way and then nailed it to the cross. So that's where, that's how we became just before God. Right. So the other thing is atonement. Atonement, I've also mentioned last time that he says, unlike the blood of bulls and goats, the blood of Jesus blotted out our sins to the place of no remembrance. So God was appeased all our sins committed in the past were forgiven, such that God remembers them no more. So God doesn't remember any of our sins. For example, anybody that just gave their life to Christ. What that means, that meant new birth, right? New birth means that this person have never existed before. If there was a slate, right, before God, or if there were places that his sins were written that day, what Jesus did that that person accepted, right? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
What that person accepted is that that thing has changed him or turned him into another man that have never been seen or known before, right? That have never been seen before, that have never been known before. That's amazing,
Yes, sir.
right? We have it's a new creation. That's what that meant, right? So God has been appeased. God doesn't remember. If you ask God, like the things that you do that you still remember, God don't remember them. The thing you did before, what's it called? New birth, for example. There is none of those things you did that God remembers. He doesn't even have them. He doesn't know them. And that's one funny thing about the devil. The devil can still take you back to those days, right? To those moments. But those things in the sight of God, they never existed. And that's why redemption of the soul is important as well, because all those things that is in the soul that has been recorded there
Yes, sir.
needs to be removed because God don't have them. Right. So it's only the soul that still have them. And that's why they call it. So that's why Jesus had to also purchase it. So the same blood that he used to recreate or open the, as in for recreation of our spirit, is the same blood that he used to buy our soul. Right. So he presented his blood as a payment for our soul, like spirit and soul. Right. So, but the thing is that that blood qualifies, right? Is they call Jesus's blood more like a, it's a payment to buy us back,
Yes.
right? So, and the buying us back is buying us completely. So it's not like he bought the spirit and then he left the soul to the devil. No, he bought both the spirit, the soul, and the body. That's why Jesus can claim us fully. So really, what should be happening right now should be between us and Jesus, really. But because we still have an adversity on our adversary, is it adversary? Adversary, yeah. Because we
Yes.
still have an adversary, right? So you could see that this adversary, because we have been once expelled to him, just like some people that talks about their ex. So it's just like an ex-boyfriend, right? So
Excellent.
that ex know you, right? One way or the other. So sometimes that's why, if of people that have had, past relationship and all of that, if you open door for that, your past, relationship to maybe you start to chat or talk with the person. And if you are not careful, there's not even a way you can be careful, right? The person knows you. And when you say know you, a lot of times some of those relationships are abusive, right? The person must have, done something for the person to be an ex, right? It's either it's not the will of God, or the relationship was really abusive. And most of those kind of relationships are always in sin, right? Or have indulged, you in one sin or the other. So
Yes.
when the person knows you, he knows you beyond just talking, knows you to the point of fellowship, intimacy, and all of those kind of things. So the person can whip up emotions to begin to trigger those moments again. That's what Satan is, really. Right. And a lot of time, that's why Jesus, that's why the Bible says we should guard our heart. Right. Because he knows that we have an adversary. Right. Praise God. I don't know if I'm saying something.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah. So, but I just want to establish, right, we have been bought back. Right. Which is redemption. It says Adam, by disobedience, sold humanity to Satan. Right. And Satan became the legal owner of every man, having access to the spirit, soul, and body. But God bought us back to himself from the hand of Satan through the blood of Jesus. So Christ became the owner of every believer's spirit, soul, and body. So now Jesus owns everything. Thank you. He said, for ye are bought with a price. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20 says, therefore, glorify God in your body
Yes.
and in your spirit, right? Which are God's, meaning that it's God that owns them.
Yes.
He's a glorified God. That are your spirits. Right, is the spirit. This spirit here is the spirit of your mind.
Yes.
Right, so there is a way you have to glorify God. I have to glorify God in my body. So glorifying God in my body, part of glorifying God in my body is presenting my body. That's a sacrifice, a living sacrifice. I like the word living.
Yes.
Right, so living sacrifice. When you kill goats, they are dead.
Yes.
Right, so what God is saying, that's be dead while you are alive, or be dying while you are living. That's living sacrifice. So be giving yourself. So that's how you glorify God in your body and in your spirit. Let's see 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 to 19. Say, for as much as ye then, as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, say, from your vain conversation received by
Tradition.
from your fathers. Verse 19. He says, but with the precious blood of Jesus, or the precious blood of Christ, he says, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. So this is how redemption happened, buy back. All right, so we're redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Right, so it is clear that Jesus owned. I want to establish this evening. I want you to say to yourself, if you can hear me, say, Jesus owned my spirit.
Jesus owned my spirit.
Jesus owned my soul.
Jesus owned my soul.
Jesus owned my body.
And Jesus owned my body.
So I'm no more the owner of myself, right? A lot of time we still treat ourselves as the owner. Do you understand that? So we see a lot of us still treat ourselves as the owner of ourselves, right? For example, I want to say this to us today to give you a very good context and a balance
Yes, sir.
that you are a steward of your body, you are
Yes,
a
sir.
steward of your soul and your spirit. God gave all of those things as a trust, right, for you to present it. Right,
Yes.
in a way, it looks like it's in your hands. God still requires us to present it. He requires you and me to present it. Right. I like that scripture. Say, present, I beseech you by the mercies of God. Why is he beseeching us? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. Abba, they didn't beseech us with just mercy of God, his mercies. Right. Now he presents your body a living sacrifice. Right. I have to present my body a living sacrifice till my body becomes holy. Right. Till it
Exactly.
becomes acceptable unto God.
Yes, sir.
Right. I used to like to say this, that you have not gone to service, or you are not in service, right? Or that is reasonable to God. Right, if you have not become acceptable to God, if God can't accept your holiness, he said, which is a reasonable service. I like the word reasonable service. He said, come, let us reason together. Say, those your sins may be as scarlet and as what? As of crimson. I said, shall be white
No.
as snow. And then it will be what again? Let's see, it's Isaiah 1:18 and 19. Reasonable service. Okay, come now, let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. So these are the things that God accepts: snow holiness, wool holiness. Right? Yes. So in our spirit is already some form of snow and wool to a very great extent, because Christ's fullness of Christ is an everlasting man. Praise God. And when God redeemed our spirit, hallelujah, he redeemed us to be Christ in our spirit.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes.
That redemption in our spirit, the redemption to be Christ in our spirit, meaning that he purchased a portion in God, right, that is everlasting. Christ is a man of the world to come. You see, that thing alone can take you to paradise. Paradise in God. It can take you to this present paradise or the heaven. You know, heaven itself is a paradise.
Yes,
But
sir.
we know that based on light, we know that there is the paradise of God,
Yes.
right? So, but God have paradise, paradises, let me use that word, right? Has many paradise, like Eden was a paradise,
Yes,
right? So for every place of dominion of God are paradises,
sir.
right? So if you move into the world of angel, you'll be shocked. You'll be caught in awe, right? There'll be so much. You'll be lost. You'll be lost, or your breath will be taken, or something like that, right?
Yes.
Because it's such a beautiful paradise,
Yes.
right? If you even see the beings of that world, right, they take you, they you can be lost at just gazing at them, right?
Right.
That's right. So because that one of them was said to be made with all kind of stones, right? They didn't say just stones, they say precious stones, right? So meaning that, because if meaning that there are angels that their bodies literally look like glass, right? They are beautiful. So those are men of a world that is paradisiacal, right? So they are just different.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So that portrays, so Christ, Daniel said, say Christ.
Christ.
Yes, Christ is in heaven,
Yes, sir.
right? It is a beautiful thing in our soul, in our spirit, sorry. So that portrays, that already qualifies you for the new world, right? So it's a great thing that Jesus did.
Yes,
If
sir.
somebody receive, accept Christ today and die today,
Yes.
he's already made for the new world.
Yes,
He will
sir.
be in the earth of the new world, no matter what, right? Meaning that they imputed some form of righteousness that qualifies the person to enjoy the world that God made. So imagine even somebody that now did further to move Christ into their soul as a result of commitment
Yes, sir.
to the law of God, or the law of the Spirit of life, right? Or to allow redemption in their soul. That's an elevation,
Yes, sir.
right? That's some form of wearing for the soul. So the soul becomes another kind of thing, right? So spirit and soul, right, begin to bear witness to what Jesus came to do. Such people are not ordinary before God. God will love them no matter what. Then if that person can now move the soul and the spirit to become a son of God, you know, all of those things. And that's where I'm going next. But let me not preempt myself. Let me just continue. Reconciliation of our spirit as well. Enmity between God and man was resolved by the blood of Christ. So this blood is not ordinary. The blood that Jesus was able to take to heaven to purify the heavens, right? It's not small, right? So he said, because of that, so this is what God is saying, Daniel,
Yes,
that
sir.
God is no more angry with you. God is no more angry with humanity. So largest, and God has hope that no matter how evil a man has gone, right, he can still come back, because there is an allocation. There's an allocation of mercy, right, that is seated at the right-hand side of God. So anytime God looks at Jesus, he sees men, right? He sees many men that has potential to arrive here.
Yeah.
Meaning that it's possible for a man to sit here. If a man, you know, God is a spirit. God doesn't wear head suits, but there
Yes.
is one that has head suits
Yes, sir.
and is sitting beside him. And everything about that one is God. Is exactly him.
Sir.
When he looks at him, spirit, soul, body, say, this is my begotten. This is the one I born. So I can born man. You know that kind of a thing, right? God thought is, he said, what is man? And I'm mindful of him. So when the world looks at Jesus, God cannot stop thinking what man would become, right? How he would become, how he would, be so. Aya karoske timahata filia I pie to pick at a pi po pi tapita pi popita. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor, do you have the interpretation? Pastor Bukumi, are you there, sir? Okay, if Pastor is not there, do we have Oyinka there? Anybody that's there that you picked the tongue? I feel that tongue is very vital for this ministration. I hope we are not passive on this call. Jesus is always doing something in these meetings.
Yes, sir.
If you are passive, you are not helping us at all. Anyone? Okay.
It's all
Jason.
negative.
Okay, no problem. If we don't have it, then it's as well. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I know it has something to do with us as men. Right, being seated, all of those things I was talking around, but I know that there is a vital message in that tongue.
Pastor, I heard it too. I was just
Okay.
waiting. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Marakito fre, tufre. Lando tori adai tois fere kanai nantos ya ta tefe. Oriandahas tefe, haina, hindi I'm bringing you into heights. I'm painting the heights, the true heights. I'm bringing men into. I'm bring painting the true heights. I'm bringing men into. The different stratas of height man will come into. I'm painting them little by little that you might see your landmarks in the spirit, your different ascensions in the spirit, where you shall go in the spirit. That there are different heights for every season. For every allocation in the spirit, there are heights in the spirit that when you go and you learn. When you learn, you go higher. And every time you learn, you go higher. Every time you go, you learn, you go higher. Till you come into the highest heights, which I've called men to be. I've called men to be to come into a very high place, a very high place. A very high place where Christ is seated at the right hand side of the Father. But it takes climbing into different stages of height, little by little, here a little, there a little, till you get into the fullness of the height that I've called you into. It is a stage landmark thing, it's a landmark thing. I've called you into different landmarks in the spirit that you might see those landmarks. I've come to paint this thing. These things are not done outside of the blood.
They are not done outside of the blood. They are done by allocations, and continuous allocation of the blood to you, heights in the spirit, till you come into the highest heights I've called men to be. Praise God.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, sir. Okay, so the enmity between God and man was resolved by the blood. We become both children and friend of God. Right. So I want us to know that that message is for us, and we should war with some of this prophecy, and the Lord will bring us into all of these heights. And these words, they will not fall to the ground.
Amen.
Accomplish all that God has sent them for. The
Amen.
name of Jesus. Because when we look back, when all has been said and done, these are truly what matters. The Lord God that would appreciate in life and will become spiritual, even in our soul. Would have divine nature, will come into spiritual nature, divine nature, even in our soul, even in our bodies, that all our genetics will speak life that God has ordained for us. In
Amen.
Jesus' name,
Amen.
amen. Amen. So 2 Corinthians chapter 5, let's see chapter 5, verse 18 and 19 from 17. Let's just read it from 17. Right? It said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. So being in Christ, Daniel, it starts from our spirit.
What's up?
And so Christ can become all in all. The Bible says he can fill all in all. Right, but the starting point is the spirit. Right, so what's keep Christ for the other aspect of our being is our spirit. That's the safest place to keep him. Right, keep him, put him there as a spirit. Right, Christ, our spirit, and put Holy Ghost inside, right, and all of those things, right? So to raise the soul, to give some kind of wisdom and to the soul, knowledge to the soul. So knowledge, wisdom, all of those things, understanding, form, make a man, or like more like a form the man in the soul. Right. So because the soul lives by will, intellect, then it becomes some kind of, feelings. It can now move into feelings, emotions, all those things that we call love, charity, so meaning that when it becomes knowledge, wisdom, understanding, it can distill into things that are not just knowledge, but are feelings. Then it means that you can pour them out as life, right? So, and all of those things are also connected to the blood. I don't know if I'm making some spiritual sense.
Yes, sir.
So then a life can flow to God, right? In a particular way, you can pour out your life via kindness, all those things that the Bible says, it moves from faith, hope, and then charity. All those things that faith, hope, charity, they are all some form of expression of the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that is in. So then it can now begin to touch the body, because after a while, when you live like that, your body begins to take a form. Right. So when God comes to reap you, then he can do works of redemption, resurrection, more like resurrection power to now move you, because the body that they are going to resurrect is still this your body. So if your body, all the wound that you have, right, in the days of your flesh, it will just become resurrected.
Yes, sir.
Just like, we have at least we have a forerunner, our captain, right? We could see that he's old, the hole in his hand is they are still there. They will forever be there.
Yes, sir.
So if he had sustained any injuries too, right? If you are doubting that, is this injury there? Is it the real Jesus? He will open it for you. When I was on earth, when I was playing football, come on and see. Right. But with that body is a different kind of body that could live in the world to come. It's like it can live in the heaven of the world to come, right? Meaning that that body is not earthy anymore, right? But it has just been transformed. The transformation of our spirit and our soul is vital for us to take that wearing. Right. I like this scripture. Thank you so much for bringing it. It said, but if the spirit, yes, it said, but if the spirit in him that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Jesus from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the spirit that dwelleth in you. So it will. So even from right now, if by the time if you are working with God and you are obeying God, your body will begin to feel it.
Yes, sir.
Right, yes, your body can begin to feel it, just like I was teaching, I think it was yesterday, I was talking about spiritual meats and spiritual drink can keep bodies. Right. So the Christ that we are learning has ability to keep your body.
Yes.
Right. Because what they ate in the wilderness was some form of, they had some form of Christ, manna. Because the rock that was with them, are you with me, was
Yes, sir.
Christ. The manna
Yes.
that they sent to them was Christ. So that was food. The food and the drink was Christ. Their shoes were growing with them. Their clothes were not fading, right? They were not falling sick. All of those things, right? Nations were crumbling before them, and all of those kind of things. So these words are not ordinary, right? So when you begin to learn Christ, right, and you are keeping his word, that word begins to keep you.
Yes.
Right, keep you, sustain you, right? You have a power called the power of an endless life that is working for you, meaning that there is no way you cannot end. Right, so you are on a trajectory of eternity. You are on a trajectory of eternity, or you are on a trajectory of everlasting to everlasting. Right. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Say, I'm on a trajectory of everlasting life. Right. I'm on a trajectory. I am, Adedamola says. He says, had thou not known, had thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. So why is he not fainting? Why is he not weary? Isaiah 40, verse 28. Why? Right. It's because of his understanding that past finding out. Right. And they said something about him. They giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Say, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Shall you know all those things? They are power, man. Christ is power. I feel like speaking in tongues. Daniel, the food I'm eating is not ordinary.
Thank you, Jesus.
The food we are eating is not ordinary. That food of the spirit, food of the spirit. It didn't end with food, it's drink of the spirit. I can take you into God's world and move you at a very high octave speed. Jesus, by the time these words met Jesus, he said, he was talking to Nicodemus. He said, I'm speaking to you, I'm in heaven. As in, my reality is different from yours. What made the Son? This is the Bible calling the word of hope, right? Those are the things he was hitting things, right? Meaning that Jesus was entering into God's tabernacle and was fetching meats. You know, he was eating meats. Meats, no ordinary. Now meats go end that
Yes.
tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Right. Let's see it. Hebrews chapter 5, the last verse. Quickly. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's about strong meat. Now, meat. This meat strong. It belongeth to them that are of full age. Meaning that these men have been eating something that
Yes,
is
sir.
making them to become aged. Well, at a point, they became full age. Now, they now say strong meat belongs to them. Now, them get them. Now, they say something belongs to them. They want it. They like it. They eat it. Now, you following me? Say, even those who, by reason of use, they use it. They have exercised their senses to discern both good and evil. Right? That's why he's begging us in chapter 6. He said, please, let us therefore go on to perfection. It is necessary, man. For you to end Satan, I have to go to perfection. So, leaving the deep principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection and laying again foundation of repentance from dead works, faith towards God. As in, oh God, scripture sweet.
Yes,
Thank
sir.
you, Jesus.
Jesus.
I hope there is your soul is coming alive.
Yes, sir.
Take these things. These are our things. These are the things that the Bible says has been freely given to us. These are the things we need to look to. James call it looking into the perfect law of liberty, right? As in, whereby you gaze on the perfect law on liberty. They call it perfect. For you to be perfect, there are things you need to look into. There are things that you need to say, wherefore lay apart filthiness, superfluity. Say, by whose look, but whosoever looketh, Amica, into the perfect law of liberty and continue there. I like the word looketh. Looketh. You know, there is a way, if you look, you go chop. There's no way. You have to take what you are looking,
Yes,
because that's
sir.
how you bore image. You bore image by looking.
Yes, sir.
What I see my father, he was looking something.
Yes, sir.
Hebrews say looking unto Jesus. Look somewhere else, you know. The author, you author something, finish. All right, it's not forgetful here, but he's a doer of the work. Say this man, a Baruch. Let's move on. Metophenia. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's
Jesus.
move on. Let's move to the second phase. It's still the same thing. I just quickly highlight them and then continue to preach, teach, and to move it. I hope you guys know I'm not the one preaching. If you prayed, is the Lord speaking to us?
Yes, sir.
So our new birth experiences unto obedience. So this second phase is salvation of the soul, right? The essence of the blood is for the salvation of our souls as well, you know. So this redemption is a complete redemption. It's not just a redemption for our spirit alone.
Yes,
It's
sir.
the whole package. The blood of Jesus has ability to cut across. And you say the blood of Jesus is the blood of Jesus is able to move into genetics, right? Into places that eyes cannot see. The blood of Jesus can get to the marrow, can get to your spirit, can get to your joint, get to your what did the Bible call it again? Joint, marrow, spirit, soul. Right? Those are the places the blood can get into. Is the word. You call it the word of God. Let's see it. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 12. 4 verse 12. Let's see it quickly. Is it where the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joints. You see that soul and spirits, soul and spirit, joints and marrow, discerner of thought and intent. So you can get to thoughts and intent of the heart, right? So they call it the word of God. Don't forget, the word of God is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
All right, so the word of God. You know, one of these things the Holy Ghost asks me now, he said, what is your name in the spirit? Right. So there is somebody bearing the word of God, right? Jesus, right? So if you, so there is a word you are bearing, or you get what I'm trying to say. So there is something you are. Maybe the word of something. I don't know what it is yet in your soul. Might be the word of Christ. Might be the word of everlasting life. Right. Might be the word of oath. That is the word of God. And it might be word, you know, like what Daddy has been teaching, word. It can just be word. Right. So those are different cadre of blood that Jesus's blood can be. In the soul.
Yes, sir.
Right. Okay, so let me continue from my manual. It says, and sprinkling. It says, our new birth experience is unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Christ. Let's see 1 Peter 2, 1 Peter 1, verse 2. Right. It says, the essence of the sprinkling of is for the salvation of the soul. So you could see, it said, elect according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father. True sanctification of the spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. So you see this one, I say true sanctification of the spirit, right? Unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Right, so these people, what made them elect is that they've obeyed to blood. I don't know, maybe you get what I'm saying. So, what made them to be elect? For them to call you elect, you know, there was a place, I think it's still the same, is it 1 Peter or 2 Peter, where he was talking about that they should make their calling and their election sure. They've been elected, but they have to now make it sure. Are you following me? So, and but how do you become elect? Right. So, wherefore, rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Right. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. So, this election thing, you know, you are how to become elect. He said, say to them which are called also. He justify, right? To them, you said he sanctify, then justify, then glorify. So what makes you an elect is to become just before God. Really, move from sanctification to justification. That's when you become elect of God. Now you can be an elect and your election is not yet sure. Right? When you say elect, elect means that you were elected. At some point, God accepted you.
Yes, sir.
Don't know, maybe you get what I'm saying. That's what it's how you move in that trajectory is you said renewing your mind, know what is good, acceptable, perfect will of God. So, what makes you an elect of God is will of God. When the will of God inside you have become blood, then you are an elect. Right. So when they elect you, then they can now say, you now move that election to you perfect the election. by making it sure. That's when you enter glorifications. Then Peter is saying, when you get to making it sure, then you will never fall. You shall never fall. Meaning that at that point, it is not possible again to go back. All right. But you can be an elect that has not become sure. That word sure there is also from the word sure foundation. You know, all of those things. You become a tried stone. First of all, you become a stone, a tried stone, and then a sure foundation, I think. So those are the cadres of, or those are the process of the wheel or the growth, the change, how we metamorpho into the glory of God or come into the glory, right? Come into God's glory. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Our soul comes into the glory of So this God, right? Praise God. This God
Hallelujah.
does by preaching. This God does by the preaching of God's. Okay, so God does this by the preaching of revelation of Christ, right? So at new birth, our spirits were quickened by faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So our spirit was quickened at new birth. What the blood did at this point was to buy us back from Satan, justify us before God, reconcile us to Him. That's at new birth, right? When your spirit went through this process. So the blood that redeemed us now need to obtain for our soul eternal redemption, true sprinkling. Right. So there is need for that sprinkling. Right. So when they sprinkle, right, praise God.
Hallelujah.
We could see it if you look at the Old Testament. Daniel, you know that that sprinkling process happens once in a year, whereby they kill the animal, take it into the holy place, right? Take it into the brazen altar, upon the brazen altar, make a sacrifice there, and all of those things that all the rituals that is done at the court, then before the. But that same blood has to be sprinkled on the tables. Or that the two tablets, right? So if you sprinkle on the tablet of what's it called, the co covenant or commandment, right? That's remind me, the
Tablet.
tablet of the covenant, right? And then he would now take that same blood, sprinkle it on the people. Thank you, Jerry. Okay, so fleshly table of the heart says, for as much as he manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ. So what I'm trying to explain here is that, so he now sprinkle it on the people, sprinkle it on the law, that's where the law is written, and then sprinkle it on the people. Now, that is to tell you that. So, that in itself, that ritual keeps Israel for a whole year, right? So, that sprinkling is what I just want to explain to us is that is a form of redemption or is a form of purification, right? It shows purification when they sprinkled our blood, right? So what is happening there? Thank you very much. Thank you for giving me this. It says, and Moses took the blood, you see that, and sprinkled it on the people and said, behold, the blood of the covenant, right, which the Lord hath made with you, all concerning all these words. So what Jesus did also was the same thing. Are you following me? So Jesus took his own blood as the high priest into the most holy place, right? Where he hid the law. See that place where they hid the blessings. You see that law in itself, those law that is written on those table of stone.
Yes, sir.
See those two things? They are inside the ark. They
Yes,
keep
sir.
them in the ark.
So.
Right. So when you say the ark, that thing, those two things, that's God, really.
Yes, sir.
Are you seeing that? So what is moving the ark? The ark that you are seeing is that those two tablets inside it.
Yes.
Right. Those things are not ordinary. That's what makes that ark to be alive. So they have to make that ark. So, daddy taught us that ark is a tree. They chop it down and then they make it like a coffin. Put those things inside. Right. So God, Jesus did that also, went into the heavens, went to where God is. God is the ark. God is the law. God is many, all those things that you are seeing.
So.
That's God, right? On the mercy seat, all those operation. Are you following me? He said, I've obtained eternal redemption for us. He says, by his own blood. He entered once into the holy place. Right? Hebrews 9:12. So he entered there, went to God and appeased him, sprinkled that blood on that deity, on the laws, all those things, right? So that it can reach men. So what it's now doing is that now they need to also sprinkle it on us. But the way you sprinkle it now is not physical.
Yes, sir.
Sprinkle it to our soul. Does that make some sense? So it's now sprinkling it upon our soul. So Jesus is sprinkling this blood. If we don't open ourselves for the blood, the ministry of the blood, we can never be saved. There is no forgiveness. There won't be forgiveness of sin. There won't be redemption for the soul. I'm very sure that my analogy made
Yes.
is very clear, right? So the same thing that happened in the Old Testament is what is happening in the New.
This time.
Right. So, but right now, this blood can every time be sprinkled, right?
Yes.
For every time we sit, right? It's just that the way they are sprinkling it now, right? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's different. We are accessing it from an heaven where Jesus is ministering from.
Yes,
Right.
sir.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
So the effect of the blood on our soul or on the soul. So first we'll look at the redemption. Many by the law of sin and death inherited death, another life in his soul, in the soul. And as a result, both the soul and body became corrupted because of sins. Our recovery from sins is true exposure. Thank you, my dear. Thank you, ma. Thank you so much. Right. Okay. Okay, no problem. Okay, so he says, and okay, in his soul, and as a result, both the soul and body became corrupted because of sin. Our recovery from sins is through the exposure of our souls to a higher life, which is the blood of Jesus Christ. Therefore, the blood of Jesus Christ is the key to the redemption of our souls. Ephesians 1, verse 7, it says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Let's see Romans chapter 5, verse 10. Say, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. You know, one of the things that I'm thanking God for, I want to thank God for, I want to thank God for Reverend Kayode Oyugoke every time.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then I want to thank God for, Pastor Emeka Egwuchukwu, even for putting this together. It's a lot. Is a lot. These are high opening materials, right? That heaven has given to us. This is a gift of men, right? For us to be able to move in a direction, right, that God has ordained for man. You can hear some people online that sounds like they have revelation. They talk. Yeah, sometimes even if we are listening to that, it's salvation of the soul. They just touch it, they go like, but it starts talking some other things again. I have power, we have this, we have that. We do this, we do that. Yesterday I was coming from, from this place. I enter into that place, to a realm, all manner of things. I just wonder that why are people doing it? Why, what is happening? But this gospel is patterned, right, to from beginning to the end, as in it's so gracious, right? You can see the picture, the movement, like what that prophecy was saying. You can see the movement of your, change, how you are to, you have a clear direction. Or like a milestone, every milestone is clearly defined, right? And it's so beautiful, right? So forgiveness of sins, let's see, forgiveness of sins, a new birth. The sins we had committed were forgiven. However, there are sins, infirmities, yet in our soul. God forgive us these sins through the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. The actual forgiveness comes, right, when the root cause, I like the word actual, is another forgiveness. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
That
sir.
comes when the root causes of those sins or sins of sins are dealt with.
Yes, sir.
God has forgiven sins, but they are root causes.
Yes,
They
sir.
are rooted in the soul, right? They call one the sin, right? There is the sin. There is sin as a nature.
It's not.
That's where all sins flow from. That's the root cause of sins, right? So that one, God needs to deal with that one. And to deal with that one, you have to partake, you have to be a part. I don't know if you are getting me. So this one is not, amen.
Amen.
Praise God, I'm still here.
Yes.
This one is not only Jesus that will do this one. You have to allow Jesus to do it.
Yes, sir.
I like the way they talk about, receive the meek with meekness, the engrafted word of God, which is able to. So that word meekness there, in the first, there are different level of meeknesses. The first meekness is that you submit. That word meekness there is submission.
Yes, sir.
Receive with submission. Right, the engrafted word of God. It's like you have to submit yourself to be able to receive it. Say, come unto me, all you that labor, heavy laden, I'll give you rest. You see, that come to me is
Sir.
a form of humility, meekness. Then he now said, for meek and lowly in heart, then he will walk another form of meekness to now receive this word, gongong. For every step of the way, you have to go through this process. But the one he's talking here is for the salvation of the soul, right? Which is the engrafted. They call it the engrafted word. Right? So there is a word that can be grafted
So.
or that can be engrafted. When they say engrafted, meaning that it's an infusion,
So.
right? I like that song that Brother Daniel sing, Gabriel Dami sang for us. Said it's a transfusion, it's a blood trans. That's when they engraft the word, they transfuse life, right?
So.
Then that word enters into the soul. First of all, die, kill things, and begin to walk. And because it's life, right, it begins to regenerate itself and take out genes that are not supposed to de be there. That blood too works like, don't take it for what it is. In a way, like, it's not cancer, but what's the other word for cancer? What's the opposite word for cancer?
Mm.
Do you have any opposite word? Who can give me an opposite word for cancer?
Malignant.
You can look it up for me. I want that one. Is the blood transfusion?
Benign.
Come again.
So you mean like no cancer, the one that doesn't kill, that is not cancerous? Is that what you're looking
Yes.
Benign? Benign tumors. What do you mean, sir?
Well, you know, there's a way cancerous cell work, right?
Yes. Yes,
So it goes in. Okay, this one is saying benign. Okay, is that what you're saying?
yes.
So now it goes in. Are you following? And begin to take over the place
Yes, sir.
everywhere it goes into, and then
Okay.
remove cells, and then
Oh.
begin to replace them. More like it has its own mind
Yes, sir.
doing the work, right? So that's how sin invade men. Took all the essence, right, of man, right? All the essence of life that God puts in the soul and eats them up, replace them, right,
Yes.
and begin to function. So when the blood, when they engraft the word too, it does exactly the same. It takes out all the wrong things that the enemy has put in and replace them. Right. So such men, you never know them that they have ever existed before. They are exhibiting something absolutely different from what you can ever think or imagine. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So he said, this God, I don't know, this God does, so this God does by opening our eyes through the preaching of the gospel. So the ministry of the blood starts when eyes is open.
So.
Right. So by this, God wipes both, or God both wipes away sins and then heals infirmities. Right. This is how God remit sins. Right. So to open their eyes, you see that this is when this is the ministry of Jesus. Can you say it with me?
This is the ministry of Jesus.
So this is when Jesus is working. Your eyes can be open. Doesn't mean that you will be turned from darkness to light. Right. And doesn't mean that you'll be released from the power of Satan. But
Yes, sir.
that's where it starts, right? Your eyes being open, then turn you from darkness to light. Right, so the eye of understanding opening, right, meaning that you will now begin to see into the realm of the spirit, and you can begin to see scriptures. Amen. So scriptures now begin to come alive,
Yes, sir.
right? So the old part, then you will see darkness. Right, so then it now takes choice. This is where choice kicks in. That every day you have to make choices. Does that make some sense? So when you begin to make choice, right, you are activating the blood of sprinkling. Can you say that with me?
When you begin to make choice, you're activating the blood or sprinkling.
Yeah, so the sprinkling of the blood will now be activated, because for every choice you make, right, Jesus see more reason to pour you blood, to give you more blood, to sprinkle you, right? Because the blood is not for just a plan for your head, like you know that kind of a thing. So it has to, you have to also be part of it. That's why they open your eyes, right? So then gradually you now begin to understand negative impact of Satan, works of Satan, and all of that, and some of those things that you see, you are able to see into the power of Satan. You now know that sin is a power, right,
Yes.
that keeps men under, Satan, that makes men to serve Satan,
Yes.
right? You now know that, I'm not fully serving God, right, the way I ought to serve him, right? If I'm not delivered from this thing. So you open your heart more for word. Open your heart more for, for the word of Christ. And then you do. That's why you hear Jesus say, "I do what I see my Father do." They say, "Meat I eat." He was recovering lost ground. He was recovering ways, So because his eyes is open, was open, he has understanding. So he knows exactly what he was doing. He knows that he was fighting Satan. The reason why people will leave this message is because they don't understand Jack. Don't tell me anybody that says, I leave this, I'm going, he doesn't know anything. I'm not lying to you. And I'm not saying that any of us cannot leave, right? I'm just saying that you never knew, or you knew and you chose to leave. And in that way, I'm not saying, you left God. That's what it just meant. Right. And you can still be in church, you can still be doing ministry, but you just said, I reject this path. So you see, people go back and say, oh, I just want to be, I like the fact that, God supply my need, I just leave. So that person has gone back. That's why the need for the book of Hebrew, as a result of mercy, they had to write to them again. You see the way they started, the God who has sundry times in diverse manners speak, because it has to take a lot of sprinkling. That was speaking, is sprinkling. He
Yes.
speak and speak and speak and speak and speak to the Father. He said, in these last days, he's speaking to us by his Son. Are
Yes,
you
sir.
seeing that? So that was speak, speak, speak. He sprinkle, sprinkle. Say it with me. Say speak.
Speak.
Speak, sprinkling.
Sprinkling.
So if voice of God, if we can't hear his voice anymore, we are doomed.
Okay.
Right. That's why he said in chapter 3, he said, well, if you hear his voice, Halika, harden not your heart. That is the word of sprinkling. That's a redemption. Peradventure you can hear his voice. Say, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today. You see that today is another thing entirely. It's the day that mercy reaches you. Hear his voice. Elufaraka. Because they said the word, they said the blood of Abel, he said the blood of Jesus speaketh better thing. It's the blood that is speaking, really.
Yes, sir.
Speaketh better things. Somebody said, I need better things.
Need better
Yeah.
things.
To remove evil things.
Things.
You see that? I said, and to Jesus, the mediator of the covenant. Blood of sprinkling. You see the blood of sprinkling again. It's the blood of Christ, blood of Jesus Christ. That speaketh better things.
Yes.
Call it the blood of sprinkling. So for every time they are speaking, they are sprinkling. So when you sit down under administration of this capacity, you have opened your heart for sprinkling. While opening yourself for sprinkling, for redemption. Amen.
Amen.
The cleansing, let's go on. Cleansing and upgrading of the conscience. So part of the things the blood does is that it cleanses the conscience and it also upgrades, it gives the conscience life. So the conscience is our seat of judgment for right or wrong, which function basically by knowledge. It's a man, by the reason of interaction with fallen knowledge, has acquired a conscience below the will of God. So the Lord cleanses and upgrade our conscience by the blood. So the more they sprinkle you blood, the more your conscience moves up, moves into heaven.
So.
Right, begin to move off the world. Because conscience functions by sin. I see somebody that is doing something very bad, right? The person, I just come across it online, and the person is saying that that thing is not bad because the person is enjoying it, right? So, and he's seen that the person is enjoying, and he's saying it's not bad. So that conscience has been seared to a degree, right? To say, so there are, and all of us have some level of,
Yes, sir.
here and there, whereby there are some things that your mind still override your spirit. And that is because you have some form of knowledge in your mind that sits as a judgment in your heart. Let me give you one. Some of us can't marry another tribe, for example. That's, that kind of a thing. It might look like, okay, how does that deal with my conscience? It's in your conscience, really, because there is a seat of judgment there. It's a judgment somewhere. Are you following me now? No matter what anybody says, you still tilt towards, that kind of a thing. It's a very, but by the reason of the blood of sprinkling, then you begin to see, you see that soul says, I'm open to the will of God. I'm open to what God wants me to do. Whatsoever God would want me to do, I will do. That's somebody that, the conscience have now moved from. That's even in a very, platonic level.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes, a lot of time, conscience with religion, ayamakayete, that one is even terrible.
Okay.
Right. Especially when it comes to religious things. Right. For example, when they begin to teach you religion, the conscience can sit, the judgment, right? The seat of judgment, right? Judgment in the conscience can sit as religion. Right. I know that Pastor Binga was mentioning it for some of us that, some of us right now, because we've been taught so much about maybe mammon, money, and all of that, we can be somewhere religious about it as well, whereby we are not like, oh, when it comes to when people are even talking about it, you don't want to hear about it. Just it will corrupt me. And it's still because that you are now taking those words that is said as, converting it religiously, just like what he told us when he was going to work, right? And he just felt like he will not hear a word again and all of that. But the truth is that the Bible says Jesus said that the Father should not take us away from this world. He should leave us here in this world. Right. So why is he saying that he should leave us in this world? It's so that we can live out the life of God in the world. Really. Right. So when the blood of sprinkling begin to come, it will begin to help redefine some of those, religiosity, that is in our soul. But some soul can now take it to even to another extreme. Okay, so because they said, oh, money is, and they just drag it again. So how do we strike balances and all of that? That's why a lot of us, if we are tending towards good conscience, you must
So.
have a pastor. You must be open to your pastor. You must trust your pastor. You must be able to relate, right? And because pastors are a gift from Jesus as well, right? So Jesus uses them also to help your conscience. Just like what happened to our brother. Anytime he goes to meet daddy, what is in his heart is religion. But daddy would say, no, do this now. No, don't leave that. Don't, even tongues came out at some point. I say, oh, don't, they were supposed to talk at night. He went in the morning, and tongues was the next thing that it's me, God is me. That kind of a thing. Now they are helping him to be under his pastor. As at that time, daddy wears another robe, a pastoral robe, to help guide him, in order, right? So those are safe ground, but we should not be, like sometimes when my daughter says some things to me like, oh, this thing is outrightly bad because of, the way we preach, and then she just take it hook, line, and sink. And then when she comes back to me and talk about it, and then I give her another perspective to it, she'll be like, oh, so there is always the good and the bad, right, of everything. Does not mean that, you now throw everything off, because we are in this world, right? So you get what I'm trying to say. I hope this that helps, because sometimes just throw everything off. And some people, when you now say, oh, maybe for example, business is not evil, right? But it's also evil, that kind of a thing. Then like, okay, it's evil, right? So, but we tend to take the evil. But when you now see people run into those things as well, without guidance, without, then they can go haywire, and then they just leave everything behind, and then they focus on that. So those are the wisdom whereby you have pastors that will now help you for a conscience sake. So having the understanding that can alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, right? Because of the blindness of their heart. That's the secret of sheepfolds, right, is to administer the blood in such a way that it's administered, and then no problem, my sister. You can take your leave. No problem. That's so good. Right. Have a good night. Yeah. Okay, praise God. Right. So you see what I'm trying to say, right, Daniel, right? Does it make some sense?
Very well, sir.
All of that, yes, all of that, because people have things in their spirit that the Lord puts there,
Yes, sir.
right, that they will do for the Lord, right? But that's why you need guidance for those things to be bettered, even though, we are going towards, and that's why, thank God for my pastor, right? Pastor Emeka Iguchukwu, that I was under for years, right? You could see I learned a lot, from just being under Pastor Emeka, right? That pastor will tell you a lot of time that, the things that God leads you into
Yes,
are
sir.
also part of your salvation,
Yes, sir.
right? The end of that thing is also salvation,
Yes, sir.
right? One of the things I also love about Reverend Busui, because I also was under him for like 2 3 years before I went to Lagos. After I got married, I was with him in Ondo. My wife was in Ondo, so I moved to Ondo for a period of time. So we left Ondo for Lagos again. But those years, I learned a lot from Pastor too. Right? You find out that some of the religious things that we had, they didn't have it, because we're just taking the word hook, line, and sinker. But when you now relate with this man, you now find out that, oh, there were some balances, right, that could help us, navigate this path well, right? But I'll leave that for another day. If you want to book for that session, we'll do it another time because of time. Amen. That's the lighter side, right? Okay, but I don't want to go deep into it, but I'm just saying that because I just also want to strike a balance so that it will not be like, oh, because the conscience, you see that conscience thing,
Yes, sir.
it can make you to be very stereotype, right? And God wants our conscience to be good,
Yes, sir.
right? And to be pure,
Yes, sir.
right? Satan didn't make anything. He only corrupted everything, right? Or at the same time, right, God also in wisdom, right, he gave gift to men, right,
Yes.
or to move us in the right direction.
Yes, sir.
So as he's sprinkling, right, you must be submitted to your pastor
Yes,
as
sir.
God is speaking, so that, because you might be assuming, there can be a lot of assumption in your head. The ministry of revelation. Sometimes when we speak revelation, you feel you've heard it, you know it. You know nothing, really. You know not many things. Right. Same with myself. So we need guidance. I'll give you this one. I think I've said it before, but there was a day I went to meet pastor 1 year like that. And it's because I'm talking about conscience. That's why I'm saying this. I
Yes, sir.
didn't take my car to church because my car had an issue, and my wife and my daughter couldn't follow me, and the people that were following me could not follow me because of that car issues. Because to navigate between my area to church is not easy, right? We need either a charter or something. So we can't just go like be jumping bus. It's going to be terrible. So I went to church and daddy saw me and she was like, where is your wife? As I say, I didn't come. Well, our car just had an issue. Oh, why? Okay, so what happened? And I explained to him. But by the time I was leaving him, I just said, well, daddy is nothing. It's just car. And he called me back and said, why did I say that? I said, because it's just car. Now it's nothing. It's just pan. You know all those things are, is the things are my it's even daddy that preached it, right? It's nothing. And daddy now told me that yes, he knows that is nothing, but I'm a steward of it. You are a steward of it.
Wow.
You should take care of it. You shouldn't allow it to break down. There is nothing that you have that God didn't give to you. And that changed everything for me. You see, that particular day, it's like they formatted my system. Coming from Pastor Emeka was huge. Like, seriously, Pastor, is this how you view it? And I translated that thing to everything. Now, my wife, I'm a steward. My daughter, I'm a steward. My home, anything God gives me, I'm a steward. So that's another perspective to it. I know it's nothing, but because it's given to me by God, I'm going to take care of it. Right. So I'm not, I don't receive things like the world, worldly people. Because if I'm not faithful, God will not commit another one. God will not give another one. Right. So some of us that treat our room shabbily, this shabbily, everything, those kind of a thing. Now, don't get me wrong, there are days that you are not, but there is a state of mind. It's not just, because your room can be rough and you are tired, it's fine. But it's just a state of mind that says, I should keep my things well. I should take care of them because God gave it to me. It's not my own. I'm keeping it for the Lord. Are you seeing that? Right. This is another scripture to it. So even money, you should treat it well. It's not like, oh, it's mammon. It's mammon. I don't want to know it. I preach like that. Mammon, mammon. Don't know it. This kind of a thing. But the truth is, God gives it to us as stewards. I believe we've been blessed. Let me take one more. By God's grace, next week we should finish this by the grace of God. So Hebrews chapter 9 verse 13, let's see. Hebrews chapter 9 13 verse Hebrews chapter th 9 13 to 14, it says, read it for me quickly, 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 quickly.
Oh, the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of an heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctified to the purifying of the flesh. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
So when the blood begins to purge our, right? He said, purge your conscience. You see, this conscience, right? It will begin to take away dead works, right? From dead works. So there are dead works in the conscience. Are you
Yes,
seeing?
yes, sir.
So to serve the living God. So service will now start. Conscience is purged from dead works. Do you see that? So you see now, before I can think in a particular way about my car, right? But when daddy said another thing to me, I think in a different way. I now see it as service. I see it as something that, should serve purpose. I begin to think differently. And I don't see it as, oh, I should not have it. That's not what is being said, right? So what is really being said is that it shouldn't have me, right? It shouldn't be what I worship. It's just a tool of service, right? So
Mm.
that's one aspect of it, but there are so many aspects of it,
What's
right?
that?
So this word, this blood begin to do work, in a different way and take away everything that are dead, right? Works that are dead and begin to give us living works. Those living works help us to serve God because serve the living God.
Yes.
Right. So let's see the manual. I say sanctification. Sanctification is separation from sin unto God in holiness. So they separate you from sin. That place, they come out from among them, be ye separate. So our sanctification, like Aaron and his sons as priests, is through the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Christ, we are cleansed from all sins or unto God, from all sins unto God. So a redemption, that cleansing from sins is actually sanctification. When they totally clean you, he said, the words I've spoken to you, say, sanctify them with thy word. Say, thy word is truth. So what sanctifies is the blood, which is true. Are you seeing that?
Yes, sir.
Right. Let's see Hebrews chapter 13, verse 12, 1 John 1, 17, 7, sorry. Say, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. 1 John 1, 7. He said, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So you see the light, right, makes the blood available. So as I walk in light, right, the blood is in effect. Just like I said the other time, you activate the blood when you make choices,
Yes, sir.
when you sacrifice, when you obey God, right, the activation of the blood, then you begin to wash your sins. Damn, you sing that song for me. How can a God wash my sins away? Nothing by the blood of Jesus. I don't know. Sing it for us, and then we just end there and pray. Then hopefully we finish by next week.
Oh, away my sins, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, it's nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Can we just pray that this blood, that the Lord will make it, much more available for the redemption of our souls? A lot was said tonight, right? That even for us to become elect of God, the blood of sprinkling, at some point the Lord was ministering to us and saying that if we hear his voice, we should harden not our heart. That the Lord, we don't know when we harden our heart. There are things that I've said in some seasons that we didn't just know that our heart was locked against those things. That's why we have the work has not been perfected in our soul. I want us to pray that in this season that I will profit with all that the Lord is bringing. Can we begin to pray in the name of Jesus? That when if he speaks, as he's speaking in this season, that I will not harden my heart. Are we praying? Can you guys hear me? Ebarano, Shapira, Takiskatane, Jean de Borote, Sese Beluska, Tabareta, Katabarota, Usha Dagesa, Sama, Dagesa, Simigash, Gadano, Gezazama, Tofilika. If it is possible, if you can mute, just take this opportunity to pray for yourself. We have just like 1 more minute. Let's just do that 1 minute very well. Hebrews chapter 9. One more prayer, please. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14 says, how much more? Meaning that there was a season where bloods of bulls and goats and calves, you know, were sanctifying, the Bible calls it sanctifier to the purifying of the flesh. And I said, how much more? I like the word how much more, meaning that this one is surer. Right, he said, the blood of Christ, this thing is available.
Yes, sir.
Paul partook of it. You know, the apostles, the disciples, the apostles, they partook of these things. The early church partook of these things. Say, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offer himself without spot, say, purge your conscience from dead work to serve the living. This is the prayer. I want us to pray. That this blood, that the administration of the blood, begin to purge our conscience, right, from dead works, so that service can begin, so that I can be a servant of the living God. Can you begin to pray for yourself in the name of Jesus? Just take 1 minute. We share the grace and fellowship. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Shalom, everyone. Have a good night.